You're listening to SBS News.
Residents in Perth and nearby regions of Peel and South West will undergo a five-day hard lockdown in response to a hotel quarantine worker testing positive to COVID-19. From 6 p.m. tonight until 6 p.m. on Friday, all residents in the three areas must remain at home unless to shop for essentials, attend medical or healthcare needs, exercise in their neighbourhood, or work if unable to do so remotely. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan says the harsh lockdown is necessary to stop the virus spreading in the community.
We don't know how this security guard acquired the virus in the hotel. Obviously, it's highly transmissible. You've seen this everywhere all over the world. This virus is insidious, it's highly transmissible. Sometimes we don't even know if any mistakes or any breaches of protocol took place. We'll find that out. Our model is to deal with it very, very quickly and harshly.
The man in his 20s returned a positive test after working at the Sheraton Four Points State Quarantine Facility in the Perth CBD. He worked two 12-hour shifts on January the 26th and 27th on the same floor as a person infected with the highly contagious UK variant of the virus. Premier McGowan says contact tracing has already begun and testing will be ramped up.
Immediately, our teams moved into place to begin contact tracing and put in place emergency response systems. This is all underway. And I ask everyone to be cooperative and understanding of what is going to take place.
Authorities are investigating how the breach occurred, but say the man did not enter a hotel room. The case ends a nearly 10-month streak of no locally acquired COVID-19 cases in Western Australia. Australia is reopening its doors to New Zealand after federal health authorities permitted the Trans-Tasman bubble to resume. Three cases of the South African variant of the coronavirus were recorded in New Zealand, prompting the Australian government to temporarily close green zone travel arrangements. No new cases have been reported from close contacts of the earlier cases. And so from today, New Zealanders will be able to travel to Australia on so-called green zone flights, which are deemed to be adequately low risk. Acting Chief Health Officer Professor Michael Kidd says he has recommended that pre- and post-flight screening occur for all safe travel zones from New Zealand for the next 10 days.
As well as being screened for possible symptoms of COVID-19, this screening will check that travellers have not been identified as close contacts of the infected cases or have not visited any of the contact tracing areas of interest in New Zealand, and if they have, that they have been tested and they've received negative test results and clearance as required by the New Zealand authorities.
Anyone entering Australia from New Zealand must also have been in the community 2 weeks prior and not in hotel quarantine. In New South Wales, no new locally acquired cases of the coronavirus have been recorded, while three new cases have been reported in hotel quarantine. Fragments of the virus have been detected in the sewage work at Liverpool, Malabar and Werriwood, with health authorities urging residents in those areas to be on high alert. It comes as South Australia lifts its coronavirus restrictions for travellers from the wider Sydney region. Travellers from Greater Sydney, Wollongong and the Central Coast will not need to quarantine when entering the state, but must have a COVID-19 test on days 1, 5 and 12. The easing of border restrictions means the freedom of movement between South Australia and other states will be at its highest since the beginning of the pandemic in early 2020. Pharmacies across Australia are being asked by the federal government to help with the distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine over the upcoming months. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says an expression of interest will be issued to at least 5,800 pharmacies.
It will be up to them. It's voluntary whether they seek to participate. They'll be encouraged, and if they meet the standards, then they'll be included, which will give more options and better access to Australians.
Participating pharmacies would be a part of what is called Phase 2A of the vaccine campaign, which begins inoculating people in their 60s. The initial phases of the vaccine rollout involve the elderly, healthcare workers, and high-risk workers. In Victoria, no new locally acquired cases or cases in hotel quarantine of COVID-19 were recorded. The Victorian government says it has issued more than 1 million travel permits since border restrictions were imposed just over 6 weeks ago. On average, almost 15 permits have been issued for every minute of every day since the restrictions were introduced on December 16th. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.